We subtract from the other one and equal it out. But now that you made two shtaros by two different cases, the ma'avil loses out. What's going to be though, trei isko v'chad shtaro? Let's say that you made two different iskas. Like I gave you $100 today, then I gave you another $100 tomorrow. But I wrote them both up in the same shtar. V'chad shtaro. So then the halacha is, say that the leiva. You know it's going to lose out, the leiva is going to lose out. Because since it's written up in one shtar, we look as if it's one big iska. Therefore, if you have a loss on one part and a gain on the other part, before the owner like gets his one-third profit and half loss, we first equal it out. So if in one place you had $10 loss, and the other one you had a $50 gain, so first we take from those $50, $10 to make the other one equal, and now the hefsted is 50%, and the gain is one-third. So in this way, the kids of the labor is going to lose out. The Yamar Rav also said, Haiman de kibul iska min chavre. If somebody accepted an iska, means I accept $100 from you, and I'm going to do business with it, and the profit I make, we split. O posid, and he lost out, torach umalayu, v'loya diyoy. Let's say this worker, the one that accepted it, like he had $100, and he lost. He lost out $50. And what he did was, on his own, he put in another $50 into the business. Because without telling the owner, he was like embarrassed what happened. So from his own money, he puts $50 back in here. So the law reads, le motzi omale. The workman cannot tell to the owner, dorim mehech pseido v'hadoi, I want you to split this loss that I have. Listen, I lost $50, that's from the Karen. We have to split the loss. You have no right to tell it to the owner anymore. Mishum di omale, because the owner has a right to say back to the worker, listen, lohochi terafta limluyusayu. The reason why you yourself went to fast, and you went fast, and you fixed up the loss, you added money on your own. Why did you add in money on your own? You don't want to have a bad name upon yourself, that people should call you, you're a person that loses, you know, business deals. You don't want to get such a bad name. So therefore, you yourself went and you added the extra money. So since you did it for your own sake, and therefore you can't ask it back from me now. The Yom Rav also said, Hani Beitre, you have two people. The Iska Badiadodi. They made a business deal between one and another. Now, Verovach, and they gained on the deal. The Yomalei Chad Lechavre, one says to his friend, listen, Tol Liflog, let's go and split it up now. Yes, Rashlan, the case was, Shnei Kablonim. There are two different people that accepted the money now. Shekiblu Iska Mibalabayis. Two people accepted $100 from a balabas. Bishutfis, they'll both be shutfis. They'll do business together. What happened was, after a while, they gained, and one of them said, let's split now. So it depends like this. If the other one says, Nirvach Tvei, no, I don't want to split, let's make more money. So Dinahu Demiak, if he has a right to tell the other one, no, it's not time yet to split, I don't want to split, I want to make more money. If the other one says, if he gets to the back like this, better. Havli Pagun Ravcha, listen, give me half of the profit that I made. So Omalei has a right to tell him, then if one partner said, give me half of the profit. So the other one has a right to say, Omalei, Ravcha Lakarna Mishtavid. No, the revach, the gain we have now is like in the business. Well, if it stays there, we'll only make more money. I don't want to take any money out of the business now. Vi Omalei Havli Pagun Ravcha. Oh, Pagun Karno, but what's going to be if one of the shutfas say, like, I want out completely? Give me 50% of the revach of the gain and 50% of the keren. Omale, listen. Then the other shutev has a right to say, Iskar lehadodi meshubit. You should know this iskar, the deal we took, is meshubit to both of us. Like, we both took the money. You don't have a right to back out now. So therefore, again, you can't back out. The omale, but let's say he says, Nifluk ravchov, nifluk karno. Listen, I want out completely. Let's divide up the gain, and we'll divide up the capital. And what are you afraid about? What's the most that could happen? Maybe you'll have a loss in your business that you continue. So I guarantee you, if you're going to have a loss, I'll share in that loss. Omalei, still the other shutev has a right to say to the first one, nothing doing. I do not want you to stop this business. Why? Because loy mazlok devei trei odif. He has the right to say, isn't the mazel of two people better? Listen, Kol Zaman are working together, there's a bigger mazel here. Therefore, he has the right to say, but that's one, both of you, I want both of us to work together. So you have a right to stop the other one from pulling out. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabel so the Nechaber of you accept a field from your friend. Fulei rotz lanachish, and you do not want to have to prune the field lanachish. V'yomaloi. No, because the meaning is usually that you're supposed to prune the field. Take out the weeds. So you tell now v'yomaloi, you tell the owner, listen, Mayich v'secho, what's bothering you? Hoye v'ani nois necho etzak yurecho. I'm renting it now. I have to pay you a set amount. I have to pay you 100 bushels back. So what do you care what I do with the field, whether I weed it to prune it or not? So the locker is ain't shem loy. No, we do not listen to the worker, but rather if the minigit to be menachish to prune it, you have to pull out the weeds. Mipnei sheyachol loy maloy. The owner has the right to say to you, listen, lamach arati yitzay. Tomorrow you're going to stop working for me. Yotzim menu umalif lefoni asovim. You know what's going to be left? Reeds. I don't want the weeds to be there. So therefore, I have the right to make sure you, the worker, if that's the minig, you have to prune the field, you have to do it before you leave. Tomorrow says, Yomalei lebos ha'ochi kariv nalo. What's going to be if the worker says, listen, I don't want to prune the field now, I'll do it later. After I pull off the tefuah, I'll plow the field for you. I'll do it later. Can we listen to him or not? Omalei says to him, no. Chiti mal yisavina. I want you to prune the field first, because I want to have very good tefuah. I don't want to have bad tefuah. I want to have good ones. Therefore, you have to give it to me right now. You have to prune the field first. V'yomle, what's if he says back to him? Zevinu l'cho chiti mishuk. Listen, you're worried about the 100 bushels, whatever it is that I owe you for rent. I'll buy excellent chitim from the shuk to pay you. So why do you care? I'm renting the field from you, and I'm supposed to pay you the rent, whatever it is, 100 bushels. I'll give you 100 good bushels. Omalei, no, still the owner has the right to say back, listen, Chiti di aroye bina. I want to get paid back rent. I want the wheat from my field. I like my field. I want you to give me back the best wheat that this field could produce. And therefore, there's a minig to prune the field. You have to go down and pull out all the bad stuff. So you can't tell me you don't want to do it. You have to do it. The omalei, what's going to be if it says like this? Listen, the worker says, listen, Menachishno l'cho shir menasecha. I have to give you rent, 100 bushels, whatever it is. So I'll prune out the field enough to have 100 bushels of good wheat to give you. But the rest of the field that I'm going to take for myself, I don't want to prune it. I want to leave it the way it is. I don't want to work so hard. What's wrong with that? Why can't he say that? So Omalei, the owner has the right still to say to the worker, no, nothing doing. Ko menaspes shem ra la'aryo. You know, you're going to give a bad name to my field. If you're going to leave my field and not prune it, not take off the bad reed, the weeds there, whatever you have there, so it's going to have a bad name, nobody's going to want to work or buy it. Therefore, the owner has the right to tell him, you have to take off the reeds. For the more of Yitzhanan, we learned, Mevnei Shemalis Lefonai Asovim. In the Mishnah, it says the reason why the owner could stop him is not because it's going to be a bad name, but because you're going to let the reeds grow there. Not because you're giving it a bad name. Ella, rather, the answer is like this. The reason why the owner has the right to stop him is Mishum Diomalei. Gizra the Nuffel. Listen, the seeds fall by itself, you know, when you grow wheat. So seeds fall off and fall into the ground. So those seeds are going to grow up again, so even after you leave. So therefore, if you didn't prune the field, I'm going to be left with bad stuff, with bad wheat. So therefore, I have a right to be tovei you. You have to prune the field now before you leave. In order that whatever stays over will be good crop. That's why the owner has a right to stop the worker like he has to prune the field. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sodeh Mechaver, if you accept the work on the field from your friend, V'loyosaso, and the field does not produce anything. I took it, you know, like a kablonis, that I'll give you back a certain percentage, I'll give you back a third of what grows, and I keep 2/3. But what's going to be if nothing grows? So, does the worker have a right to say, I'm not going to work here, I'm quit right now. I only wanted to work in a field that I'll gain. I see there's a dead field here, I don't want to work here. So it depends. Im yesh bo kedei lahamid kri chayiv. If there's enough wheat to grow to make a kri, we'll soon see what that means, a pile, then you have to work, you can't quit. You mekabel upon yourself, you can't quit. Chayiv latapabo, then you have to take care of this field. Omer Rav Yehuda said, my kids for the kri, what are you telling me a kri? Like the kura depends upon how big the field is. If it's 100 acres here, so a kri is nothing. If it's 1 acre, maybe a kri is a lot. You can't stop telling me a kri, a pile. So rather, Eli, he says like this, im yesh bo kedei nefila. If what grows up, you'll have enough gain to pay for the amount of tfuah of the seeds that you put in, so that you have to work. You can't back out. But if it's not going to have produce enough even to feed what you put in, then you have a right to back out. That's not the deal that I made. I made a work for you to gain. Here I'm not gaining anything. I have a right to back out right away. So now, Tana Rabbanan learned like this. If you accept to work on a field from your friend, and it just doesn't produce, you put in seeds and nothing came out. If there's enough there to put up a pile there, then you have to work on the field. Because that's written in the first star, when you accepted to work on this field, that's what was written up. Those were the conditions that you wrote there. I'll stand here, the onir, and I'll plow the field. The Ezra, I'll seed the field. The Echtsoid, I'll cut down. The Emir, I'll bundle it up. The Edosh, I'll thresh it. The Idri, and then I'll winnow it. The Oikim, Kerikadamach, and I'll make a pile, a final pile in front of you. So that was your Kabbalah, you accepted your agreement. So as long as the work you do will produce a tree, you have to do it. Now, the Tasei Ant, the Tito Palgo, the Ano, the Amoli, over Nafkusi Yodi Palgo. Listen, I've right to say that I take half of it. The Tasei Ant, you come and take. The Tito Palgo, you take half of what grows. The Ano, the Amoli, and me for my work. Over Nafkusi, for I clean it. The Nafkusi Yodi Palgo, I'll take half. So that was written in your conditions. So these conditions you have to be Mekayim. Now, the Kama Kadei Lahamad Bokri, how much wheat is it there to make this pile? Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanino, Kadei Shetamad Boi Hareches. You have to have enough of a pile of wheat that you have the winnower there, that you used to winnow it out, that you could put the Reches inside this pile. If the Reches would fit inside this pile of wheat, that's called enough of a pile of wheat that you have to work for. I said a winnower, the fan that you used to winnow it with. You used to take the tfuah and throw it up and have like a fan, a blower, to blow it to make the shaft fall off. So that was a tool. So if that tool could fit into this tree, that's called enough of a shear. Iberlu, I have a question like this. Reches, if you have this fan like, it's not completely covered up in this pile. It sticks out on this side and on that side. What's the lochem? Toshima, come in here. Then Omar Abavua. I was explained here from Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. It said like this: Kol she'ein kainis shelo roya mepnei hachama, that as long as you don't see the outside in front of the sun, that's called covered up. Here also, Rashi says kainis shelo means pladin, means like the handle of it, the back of it. The arecha shemachis noisai ligvay satzvul leil. The sides are also the cloud of the thing. So as long as the sun can see any part of the tool, that's not called covered up. This will not be enough. You have to have the total fan here, the total rechus, is covered up in this pile of wheat. Itma, we learned, Levi Yom Levi says, Shlishoin. You know how much wheat that your field has to produce in order for this guy to continue working? Three soin. The very Abianai, Amri, Sosayim. They said two saws enough, not three, two. Amr Ashlokesh, like I said, Sosayim Shomru. That we said you have to make them out of two saws, Chutz Min Hoitzor, Tanan. That means excluding the Hoitzor, how much you have to put in to pay for the seeds. That means after you make enough to pay for these seeds, now you have to have two saw profit. The Chutz Min Hoitzor. Now, Tanan Hossim learnt over there, Gemishna Nutzin, Tritzai Zaysim, Vianovim. Rashi says it means bad grapes. We'll soon see they don't become ripe. They stay small, unripe, loylam. So Tritzai Zaysim, Vianovim. They Shammai Mitamim, Mishammai says yes, they could be Mitamim, Mikabal Tumah. Since they're not going to get better, it's called a pre, it could be Mikabal Tumah. Or Beisil Mitarim, Beisil says no, it's not called a Kli, it's not called an Eichel. Not chazi lachilam, therefore it's not makabel tum, it's tahor. Now the Gemara says, my peritzei zaysim, what does it mean, these bad olives? Omer Rav Huna, rishrei zaysim. It means olives that are called rishoyim. What does that mean? A wicked one. In other words, it doesn't do its job, it doesn't grow, stays unripe. Omer Rav Yosef, a micro, we're such a posig that peritzei goes on a rush on something bad. It says, v'nei peritzei amcho, yinosu lahamid chazayin. like the bad people of the nation, and they'll get up, stand up to make a vision between themselves. They false Nevi'ah. V'nichshlu, and then they'll have a stumbling block there. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Yaakov in this pasuk, for Hoyle the Ben Poritz, they'll give birth to a son of Russia. Shefer Zan, who'll kill people. Now, the comment preaches, is that the raya that Poritz means Lashon of Russia, something wicked, something bad? Here, what do you mean to have a bad olive or a bad grape? It means to say that these grapes do not grow, they don't become ripe, they stay unripe, they're small, unripe grapes.